Hi, everyone. This is Hedy McKinnon. I'm a cookbook author and a food writer based in Brooklyn, New York. And I have three children, Scout, Dash, and Huck. And they actually don't cook and have no interest in cooking, but they sure love to eat.
Hey, y'all. It's Jesse Sparks, and this is The One Recipe. A podcast where we talk about that one recipe that people who love to cook, both professionally and not, turn to again and again. This week, we're vegging out with Hedy McKinnon. Hedy is the author of the James Beard Award-nominated cookbook, To Asia with Love. It celebrates the dishes and flavors she ate while growing up in Australia. She's an author, a writer, a recipe developer, and a mother. She's also been a vegetarian for more than 25 years. And now she teaches folks how to get more friendly with delicious, veggie-heavy meals. Talking to Hedy this week is our managing producer, Sally Swift. So let's get right into it.
Hey, Hedy, so good to have you here.
Hey, Sally. Thanks for having me today.
I'm quite interested in the way you started your food career with a salad business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, if you'd told me 10 years ago I'd be here in Brooklyn having written 4 cookbooks, I would have told you were crazy because this was not on the cards at all. But after I had my third child, Huck, I really just wanted to do something that was based in the community. I lived in this beautiful community in Sydney, and I just really wanted to cook and feed people.
So the company was called Arthur Street Kitchen.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And do your salads are amazing. There is no doubt they're incredibly inventive and you've made them into something greater than the sum of its parts, actually. But it kind of sounds like to me that the business really took off about the sharing part of it. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So they were vegetarian salads that I kind of made up every week. Every day there was a different salad. And it really grew from word of mouth. Like people told their friends about it and I just met so many amazing people. You know, it's like having a chat on the street corner with your friends, but you're giving them some food at the same time. Like food was just our gateway to really learning about each other.
The excuse, and, right?
Yeah. Yeah, an excuse mm-hmm. to talk. And I can mm-hmm. talk all day, obviously, on those street. My delivery, the delivery part of the business was very, very slow because I also did that. And I rode the salads around on my bike. So it sounds like a kind of a gimmick, but it really wasn't. It was quite a serious thing for me. And a couple of years into doing the business, some of my customers asked for recipes. And so I'd never written recipes before, but I kind of just taught myself to do it. And I started emailing them out to people because they wanted to cook it for their family and friends. The rest is really history.
I love it. Collective genius, these things that happen, you know?
Yeah, serendipity.
Everything stacks up. Okay, so the question of the day and the reason you are here on The One Recipe is to tell us about what's the one recipe you want us to know about?
Well, the one recipe that I wanted to talk about is actually my mother's macaroni soup. And I kind of felt incredibly almost betrayed by this recipe because it is, you know, growing up, my mother is an immigrant from the south of China, from Guangdong province. And we grew up eating huge Asian breakfasts every morning, mm-hmm. you know, fried rice. She would, you know, do noodles, congee. And then there was this macaroni soup, which was my personal favorite. So it's kind of a strange creation. And I thought that it was her creation for my entire life, actually. I thought this was a dish that only I was eating and that my mum had created. So it was a broth and she would use either some sort of leftover chicken broth that she had, or she would just use a bouillon cube. It had, you know, the frozen vegetables, you know, the mixed vegetables. And then she would put Spam or, you know, cubes of Spam or ham. And then it would have macaroni shaped pasta, which, you know, for most of my childhood, I thought pasta, well, that shaped pasta was a Chinese ingredient. I had no reference point for pasta whatsoever. I don't think I ate a bowl of pasta until I was in my teens, like, you know, mid to late mm-hmm. teens. So to me, you know, this beautiful, comforting hot bowl of soup was my mother's special gift to me, something she had invented.
So let me just sum this up. So we're talking about macaroni noodles in a tomato-based broth, essentially, with other stuff in it.
My mum's version is a macaroni pasta in a broth, a clear broth.
Okay, got
with
it.
With some mixed frozen vegetables, you know, sometimes shiitake mushrooms, and then some Spam.
Okay.
So my story with this is 2 years ago, before COVID times, I went to Hong Kong, and it was my first time back there since I was five. And I think I walked past McDonald's, and the macaroni soup was on their menu.
You are kidding me.
And I'm like, McDonald's stole my mom's recipe. How is this possible? I literally was aghast. And I was trying to understand what was happening. And then the more cafes I went into, macaroni soup was on every menu and different iterations of it. Some with like a tomato-based soup with egg and macaroni in there. And there's a version of that in To Asia With Love. But it's just, it was everywhere. And I started doing research. I started talking to my friends that grew up in Hong Kong. And I realized that this is kind of Hong Kong's national dish. And after that trip, many of the foods that she cooks are like Hong Kong, are very influenced by her time in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. How old was she when she was there? Do you know?
So she would have been in her late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, so very, very important times.
Yeah.
In your version, you top it with scrambled egg, which is that what they did at McDonald's?
McDonald's one was an absolute clear broth, chicken broth, no additions, just macaroni. And then this other version I had at a Hong Kong cafe had, it was a tomato broth with scrambled eggs and macaroni in there. I mean, it sounds like the most crazy dish, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But, you know, the genesis of the tomato and egg is the tomato and egg is this classic Chinese, you know, combination.
Surprising to me. That's always been surprising to me.
Always.
Hetty, so great to talk to you. Thank you for leaving us with tomato macaroni soup and scrambled egg.
Thank you so much for having me, Sally.
Hetty McKinnon's James Beard Award-nominated book is To Asia With Love. You can find her recipe for tomato macaroni soup with scrambled egg on Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Derek Ramirez, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. APM Studios executives in charge are Chandra Kavati, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. I'm Jesse Sparks, and this is APM Studios. Go make some magic this week.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science versus on Spotify.